I want you to have a shuffle around, get yourself into a nice comfortable position. And when you're in that comfortable position, I'd like you to close your eyes down and just remember that for the next few moments, nothing else matters. Nothing but you relaxing, quietly, listening to my voice, and allowing nothing else to disturb you, or bother you, or even interest you. And as you relax there, you can begin to let every part of you go limp, loose, and relaxed. Feeling every muscle, every single one of them just relaxing, completely, in their own time. And as you continue to relax, perhaps you can feel the tense areas starting to soothe. Feeling any tension starting to leave. Any of that tension over the last few weeks, or days, or hours. Any problems, any behaviors, any negativity, any challenges, any worries, just let them all drift away now. Because they're not needed in this moment. In this moment, I'm going to talk for a little while to your unconscious mind, the subconscious mind. And if you want to follow along alertly, then that's fine. If not, that's fine also. You'll hear what you need to hear. You can just let these words wash over you. If you want to remain fully aware of them, then please do so. And just listen peacefully as they pass by. These words are being absorbed and acted on by your subconscious mind. So it doesn't matter if you miss a few. Perhaps even you may not remember them all because your unconscious mind is doing its job. And absorbing, so you don't need to. Now there will have been many reasons in the past that can all contribute to today's challenges. It's the same for you. You're listening now for help with challenges that you may or may not understand consciously. And whatever's brought you to this point, and whether you understand the reasons or not, your mind will know what they are deep down. And of course, your subconscious mind is your friend, your protector. It seeks to help you achieve your goals and ambitions in life. It has immense resources that it can draw upon to help you overcome challenges. And one of the things about the unconscious is that it's perfectly capable of getting on with things without you being aware of what it's doing right there in the background. Just consider for a moment all the thing that your mind does for you already. If you cut your finger, your unconscious mind gets on and heals it for you without you having to direct it to check up on it. If you want to walk across a room, your unconscious controls your muscles, coordination, balance, so that you just have to make that decision to walk across the room. And your subconscious carries it out for you. Then there are moods. If you think happy thoughts, your unconscious mind makes sure that all the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and all those other chemical messengers are immediately sent out to your body so that you feel that happiness that you're thinking about. Equally with sad thoughts, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to the body so that you feel that sadness. The same with thinking calmly. Chemical messengers are sent out to the body so that you feel relaxed and calm. And moods can take all kinds of forms. we can spot someone, and we know that they're in a good mood today, because they look cheerful to us. The facial expression shows cheerfulness, the body language, which your mind will understand, even if you're not aware of it. That body language conveys cheerfulness, happiness. In other words, our moods affect how we look, how we move, and how we behave. And these moods can change very quickly. Now, your subconscious mind is your best friend, your protector. It works tirelessly on your behalf, even taking care of you when you're asleep. And you know that there are things in your past that have affected you in ways that you might prefer to change. And your unconscious mind can change your reactions for you, providing new ones, easily and simply, with a little practice. Your unconscious is open to change, because deep down inside, you know 100% that the more flexible you are in life, the better you can function in this modern, ever-changing world. You're intelligent, flexible, you're a capable person, and now you can realize that you can't change yourself by fighting yourself or avoiding situations. So as a first step in making any change, you accept the way things are at the moment. You acknowledge how they are at the minute. And you gather all the results that you're getting right now. By accepting yourself exactly as you are, you're freeing up your internal resources, many of which up until now have been tied up in fighting, avoiding, opposing the way things are. And these resources, once freed up, they then become used by your unconscious mind to create dynamic change in life. Simply by accepting yourself, unconditionally, just as you are, releasing the past moments, all the things that used to contribute to your problems, they're now in the past. And that past is gone. It doesn't exist. You can't touch it. You can't see it. The past is gone. So those old things that used to contribute to the problems can now be in the past too. And this process continues each day, as you empty out any emotional baggage that hangs on, spring cleaning your mind, accepting yourself. Each and every day that mind is freeing up those resources inside you that had been caught up in the past, which is now gone. So they're now free to help you change in a positive, healthy way, because deep down inside yourself, there is all the information. You have the skills, the abilities, the resources that you need to achieve these goals. To notice the cheerful things in life once again. The things that used to make you feel good. Notice them more each day, as every day goes by. Have your mind sort out the things that led you to feel down or anxious in the past, to identify those things, to overcome them, to kick them into the past. This is an automatic process that becomes more effective and more efficient as time goes by with practice. And your mind is doing this even now. These simple instructions will help you at the onset of any panic situations that you feel. These simple instructions will give you an alternative to the panic and the fear experienced in the past. in order to be relieved of that panic. It's important to understand what causes that panic. Panic may come about by things that you've been doing that trigger this intense, anxiety-provoking memory of a traumatic past event in life, or perhaps even a series of events. These can come from your own experiences, sometimes from the experiences of others. They can be triggered by accidents, illnesses, death of loved ones, results of incidents that you were suddenly thrust into, maybe unprepared. Sometimes panic seems to come from nowhere at all. Quickly. Unexpectedly. And perhaps it can leave just as mysteriously as it started. But this fear sometimes seems to happen when there is seemingly nothing to fear. Many times the panic is simply over the fear of the panic returning in any moment. So what we must address is that fear associated with the panic. That fear that you may have another panic, and you might not know what to do, or that you may trigger the panic when you return to a similar situation to where the first one happened. Know now that whatever happens, you are ultimately in control. You can stop it if you focus by relaxing, just as you're relaxing right now. By being relaxed, you can diffuse the stress of the anxiety and the panic. You can let go. You can realize that that fear is in your head only. No one else can see it but you. No one else even knows it's happening but you. No one has a clue except you. And you can't hold it. You can't touch it. You can't move it. It's not physical. It's not outside of you. It's emotional. It's inside your mind. So you do have control over it, and the key is to get on top of it before or even as it starts, so that you can stop it in its tracks. From now on, your inner mind will alert you before or even just at the beginning of any panic moment, so that you will have that time to do this technique. And it's very important that you do this technique. You will simply take 3 long, slow, deep breaths, as deeply as you can. This deep breathing will physically give you a flow of oxygen into your system that will help you to relax and let go. These 3 deep breaths will also serve to remind you of your favorite place. And you can then take your mind and body immediately to this favorite place and soak up the great feelings of being right there in your amazing place. As soon as you take these 3 long, slow, deep breaths, you will immediately come back to this relaxed state that you're in right now, perhaps even feeling more relaxed than you are right now, maybe even feeling excited because you're back in your excited, amazing place. It's important for you to know that while the panic attacks of the past have been an inconvenience, an annoyance, it's important for you to know that they're not dangerous to you. They'll not harm you. Just desire yourself at those times to relax. Command yourself to relax, and your subconscious mind will follow that desire. While you're doing this, remember to imagine that amazing place, that time, that situation where you felt totally safe and comfortable, happy. You were enjoying life. Use your imagination. See yourself there, relaxing, safe, and in control. In fact, I want you to do it right now. I want you to take 3 long, slow, deep breaths right now and imagine yourself straight back in your wonderful, safe, happy place. Relaxing or enjoying yourself, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, it's up to you. But I want you to feel all the great feelings that are associated with returning to your most favorite place ever. Whatever you're doing, I want you to enjoy it even more now. This is your new habit from now on, to instantly replace any moments of tension, stress, or panic, any time, any place, anywhere. You can bring your mind and physical sensations right back within those 3 deep breaths, right back to your safe, enjoyable, happy place, feeling calm, relaxed, and in control. So to reiterate, panic attacks, as strange as they may seem, when that panic began, those feelings maybe served some useful function in life. Whatever it was that originally caused that panic is now outdated, because you've reasserted your desire to be free by listening now. These old feelings were a response to a trigger event in life. You've probably heard of the primitive fight or flight response, where that body prepares to deal with a threatening situation. It responds by causing feelings that, generally in today's society, are neither useful nor desirable. But because we're not fully familiar with these feelings, they can feel quite frightening, intrusive. After experiencing them a couple of times, we develop a fear of panic attacks, and a fear of having these feelings again. This is exactly what's happened to you. But now you know you can survive any panic. And the fear of having that one panic, it caused that chain reaction which created another fear. It's simply a case of unlearning the fear. It just takes practice at first. To take back control, you can take each symptom one at a time, comfortable in the knowledge that you can reverse these physical symptoms. And the symptoms are often different for different people, but one of the most common ones, it's your heart beating faster than usual. As the adrenaline rushes round, your heart beats faster. So maybe imagine now that you're experiencing this one particular symptom, only to a degree that you feel comfortable with right now. Just imagine that your heart's beating a little faster than usual, starting to race perhaps. And when you feel that heart and that feeling beating faster than usual, just know that your mind has just created this feeling. And so your mind can now reverse it. So I want you to use your mind right now to reverse that feeling of a racing heart. Perhaps you can imagine that heartbeat as fast-paced music, which is beginning to slow down to a nice, steady rhythm. Or perhaps a clock that's beginning to wind down. Maybe you can imagine a child on a swing, swinging back and forth, back and forth, and gently slowing themselves down before they get off the swing. Use your imagination. It's right for you. And when you feel your heart once again slowing back down to a comfortable pace, know that you've achieved that. Know that your mind can control your heartbeat, and especially your awareness of it. Some people say that they have clamminess, sweatiness in the back of the neck, palm of the hand, the legs, somewhere else on the body. Maybe they feel hot and sweaty. If you tend to notice sweaty hands, legs, back of the neck, maybe you can imagine picking up a handful of snow, making it into a snowball. Or perhaps imagine you're standing at the side of a fan to get cool. And as you imagine this, you do get cool. Cool and comfortable. If it's the back of your neck, imagine a cool breeze coming in from behind. And the neck will become more comfortable too. You can do these things now. If your legs felt weak and tingling, you can imagine a powerful, strong feeling spreading down into those legs right now, tensing the muscles in the legs, feeling how strong they feel. At the same time, imagining this strong energy spreading up into the legs, keeping them firm right now. Another thing people find useful to do if they notice any panic is to learn to go with the flow. To notice the symptoms. Through a panic, there may be times when you felt that you simply couldn't breathe deeply enough. This is because, as I said previously, your body is preparing itself to run away from or fight its way out of a situation. So your body demands more oxygen. And by breathing rapid, short breaths, your body doesn't quite receive all that it needs to calm itself down. So we take those three long, slow, deep breaths as you focus on those breathings to slow it back down. You don't fight the feelings. You allow yourself to be still for a few moments to take those three deep breaths. And instantly take yourself away to that special place that has good thoughts, good feelings, and good sensations for you. Wherever it is, and whatever you're doing, you could take yourself there and just watch as the panic floats past. You see, you've already learned several techniques right here and now to cope with the onset of panic in any situation. The slow breathing, the slowing down of the racing heart, the cooling sensations, and whisking your mind away to your favorite place, soaking back up all the great feelings. So know now that you're well equipped to deal with the onset of panic in any moment, simply by practicing these techniques. And wouldn't it be interesting to discover other strategies that your mind can dream up to help you? I'll leave that question in your mind now, to focus on, to see what solutions your creative mind can provide for those moments. It's easy to forget the things that aren't important in the moment, because what is important to you right now is to notice how calm and relaxed you feel, to allow this feeling in this moment to lodge itself in your mind and body, to be returned to whenever necessary. And these positive changes can continue to take place in the deeper part of your mind. So now, and for the next few moments, you can allow yourself to sit with this relaxation, even more deeply as your subconscious mind continues the important work that it started for you, reaching a deeper understanding. And whenever your subconscious mind is finished with what it needs to do at this time, it will find its own way of letting you know, and in your own time, at your own pace, and only when your subconscious mind is ready for you to do so, can you begin to drift back, quietly and easily from wherever it is that you've been, now reorienting yourself to this time, this place, becoming aware of feeling here. Refreshed, alert, comfortable, with this deep sense of having accomplished something of importance to you. And you won't do it until your subconscious mind is ready for you to do it right now.